Well, we spent the week talking about wisdom and we've looked at it from different points of view. We are concluding this week's teaching on wisdom, but as I said, it's a two-week teaching, so I'll look at wisdom again next week. But we are wrapping up what we've learned this week, this Sunday. And Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 to 34. Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. So wisdom is telling us how to treat her. So if we want to be wise, wisdom says, this is how you have to treat me. And it talks about several things that we have to do. I'll just point out four of them. First, wisdom says, listen to me. We started by saying that wisdom is all over. It's not hidden. It's not a secret. It's not in a valley. It's on the mountaintop. Wisdom is by the roadside. It's at a junction. Wisdom is at the gate. It's at the door. So listen. Pay attention. If you want to be wise, you have to be a good listener. Pay attention. Be observant. Watch things happening around you. Secondly, wisdom says, keep my ways. When wisdom instructs you, you have to remember the ways of wisdom. Don't forget them. Keep my ways. Continue in the path of wisdom. And many times people would try to sidetrack you. You're going to hear all kinds of voices trying to lead you one way or the other. But continue in the way of wisdom. Walk in the path that wisdom teaches you. So you have to understand it's a lifetime pursuit. You don't just go to a seminar and say, I want to be wise. And after the seminar, stop. No, it's a lifetime pursuit. You seek wisdom. You have to pursue it all the days of your life. So wisdom says, keep my ways. Listen, keep my ways. Number three, it says, watch daily at my gates. Be alert for wisdom. Be in expectancy. Watch at the gates. Always be in a state of learning. And it's one of the attitudes we have to have in our hearts, that no matter how much we know, how well we understand, we're constantly eagerly learning. And one of the ways I have discovered to learn as a person is to ask questions. You know, when you read the scriptures, the first time we see Jesus as a responsible person behaving, that was when he was 12 years old, he went to the temple. And if you read the biblical record, it says he was asking questions. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. But he didn't come and start by talking and say, everybody listen to me. He started by asking questions, and people were impressed with his questions. If you want to be wise, you have to ask questions. You have to ask yourself questions. When you read a document, ask the document questions. You read something on the news, ask questions. Don't just be simple-minded where you hear something and just believe it. You have to be a person who asks questions if you want to be wise. So listen to me, keep my ways, watch daily at my gate. And I say one of the ways to do that is to ask questions. And then wisdom says, don't disdain me. Don't get tired of wisdom. Don't belittle it. You know, it's very easy for us to belittle wisdom. And because, you know, in our part of the world, people like action. Even if the action has no knowledge behind it, has no wisdom behind it, the fact that something is happening is very important to us. Action without knowledge will not give you the progress that you are looking for. So we don't have to disdain knowledge. We don't have to call it, well, it's all just knowledge. It's all just information. It doesn't give us anything. If you have wisdom, it will fill your life with all the good things you're looking for. Don't belittle wisdom. It's the principal thing. You have to go looking for it. And wisdom ends by saying that when we find her, we will find favor with God. So not only do you find favor with wisdom, but you find favor with God. When you find wisdom, God favors your life. He makes your life better. And I pray that all that we've learned about concerning wisdom this week will be applicable in your life, will apply to your life, and that you begin to see the fruit of wisdom coming out of your life. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, teach my heart to know your ways, and my ears to discern the voice of wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I will continue tomorrow. I am Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.